Are you hearing about it in the mainstream media? No, you are not.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Breaking news this morning, and unfortunately not good news for many Metro riders. A problem affecting three subway lines this morning. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the morning's trouble?
Well, outside of the Rosalind station, we've had problems initially reported as an arcing insulator. They haven't confirmed that yet. And they had stopped all the Blue Line trains near Rosalind. But we have movement now, but still expect to be big delays. The Orange and Silver Line single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon. The Blue Line's moving again, but they're single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery. So these lines, big delays, and big delays on the platform as well. And I'll have more coming up in traffic.
Ahead of tonight's third and final presidential debate, Donald Trump is offering a new policy proposal.
Now promising, if elected, he will push for term limits for members of Congress.
Decades of political failure and special interest collusion must and will finally come to an end.
You can hear the presidential debate tonight at 9 here on WMAL and WMAL.com. The head of the Montgomery County Board of Elections is strongly refuting the notion that any election in Maryland could be rigged. Jim Schalek is a Republican and former candidate for Montgomery County Executive.
Categorically, you cannot, repeat, cannot rig the election in Maryland.
But what about those reports of dead people voting?
We do call the rolls when people don't vote over a number of elections. So we make sure that people who have died, moved, are not still on our rolls.
Schalek spoke on News Channel 8. As the D.C. Council moves forward with the Death with Dignity bill, one expert is hoping the measure is ultimately rejected.
The government should be there to preserve life, not to create a system that encourages the taking of life.
That's the view of Roger Severino, the director of the DeVos Center for Religion and Civil Society at the Heritage Foundation.
The whole question of autonomy is also misguided. Nobody's an island. We are all born dependent on others, and we end our lives dependent on others.
He tells WMAL those with less than half a year to live will wind up basing their decision less on pain, but more on cost of medical care. The D.C. Council will vote on the Right to Die bill next month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Soyuz rocket carrying two Russians and an American has blasted off for the International Space Station.
After nearly a month-long delay to fix a technical issue with the spacecraft, the Russian space agency's Soyuz capsule was launched today from a Russian-operated facility in the steppes of Kazakhstan. The craft carrying two Russians and NASA astronaut Colonel Shane Kimbrough, a graduate of West Point and former Apache helicopter pilot, is set to dock at the space outpost Friday. The crew will spend just over 4 months at the station before coming back to Earth in late February. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An Anne Arundel County police officer has been suspended for placing an Oath Keepers hat in the back window of his police cruiser. The Oath Keepers is a group that calls itself nonpartisan, an organization of current and former military who vow to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. A federal appeals court is postponing arguments on the Redskins' effort to keep its trademarks on the name Redskins. Both sides in the legal fight agreed that it would be best to wait until the U.S. Supreme Court rules in another trademark case involving a rock band with a name that many consider offensive. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 52,44. Sports, baseball, the Blue Jays stay alive with a win over the Indians. The Dodgers beat the Cubs in NLCS Game 3. Hockey, the Caps beat Colorado. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, I want to start where we have some good news, and that's that we have the crash out of the travel lanes on 66. I know you are jammed. Watch coming out of Gainesville, bumper to bumper to get past 234, the Prince William Parkway accident. Again, to the shoulder, still seeing a lot of flashing lights. Also, towed out of there, the broken down car on 28 northbound, but it's giving you a lot of extra volume, so you need extra time. Northbound 28, working past New Braddock Road and up to I-66. Same story over the Occoquan. Crash was out of the travel lanes, northbound Interstate 95. Still in the travel lanes, the accident as you cross over the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, left side. Car fire on 270. Now, it's been extinguished, but it's still a lot of activity, both the main and the local lanes. So if you're coming southbound 270, past 28 before you get to Falls Road, stay to the left in those main lines and stay to the one single file right lane in those local lanes, and be patient because in the backups I'm now hearing a report of a crash. And on Metro Rail, with the track problems outside of the Roslyn station, blue, orange, and silver lines continue to single track between Foggy Bottom, Clarendon, and Arlington Cemetery. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our October, I guess we could say, heat wave continues as we'll be in record territory today, forecasting about 85. We've got to get to 88 to tie the record. Lots of sunshine, a little overcast at times. So either way you slice it, if not a record, it's still warm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Herndon, 61 in Beltsville, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Well, they say the third time's a charm, but for whom? Trump or Clinton? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, where Washington comes to talk. At the bottom of this hour, KT McFarland, national security analyst, give us some pointers on tonight's debate. At 8:05, Hans von Spakovsky, he's an expert in election fraud. Is it a rigged system? Well, that'll come up tonight in the debate. And also, oh, have I mentioned tonight's debate? At 8:35, John Roberts, Fox News Channel, talking about what's going on in Las Vegas. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Tom Bevan, co-founder and publisher of Real Clear Politics. If you love politics, you know, you got to look at this website each and every day. Good morning to you, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm
listen,
well.
I want to start out by talking about tonight's debate. I mean, I guess the stakes could not be any higher. And we'll get into the polls here in just a minute, and I have some questions I want to ask about that. But, I mean, if you look at the polls generally, it looks like Donald Trump is down a little bit. Hillary Clinton's up, you know, anywhere between, well, I think you guys have it at 7 points or so. And I guess the question I have here is, what does Donald Trump need to do if he wants to turn that around, if the stakes are very high for him?
Yeah, they are. Look, he's had a pretty brutal couple of weeks. And at the last debate, he really was not able to sort of move past this. The allegations of sexual, you know, groping and sexual misconduct. I think he's sort of tried to do that. We've seen his numbers stabilize a little bit, but he certainly has lost ground with women voters and particularly sort of well-educated women in the suburbs who he had been, you know, battling over for most of this election, and it actually, you know, picked up some ground with. He's lost some ground with independents as well. So I think he really has to, I think, try and recover ground with those folks. He's within striking distance still in some of these battleground states, even as the national polls have really sort of moved against him. He's trailing in these battleground states, but still within striking distance. If he can recover ground, you know, this election is by no means over, even though I think a lot of people are pronouncing it over. But I don't know whether he'll be able to do that tonight or not.
Tom Bevin, you all you guys at Real Clear Politics have a keen eye on the polls, and you've got a great history with these polls. I love going to Real Clear Politics and looking at the electoral college maps, the interactive maps from the past presidential elections. It's very telling. So I got to ask you an overall question that I think a lot of voters observe, and that is, why is it always seems in the final week to 10 days before Election Day, the polls always tighten up, and they always seem, or they appear to tighten up in the favor of the Republican? In other words, it always appears at this time and for months ahead of the election that the Democrat has a huge lead. But then I'll just point to recent elections right here in this area. Ken Cuccinelli and Terry McAuliffe in Virginia for governor. At the last second, Ken Cuccinelli makes a big charge. Ed Gillespie for Senate just 2 years ago. Again, he came within a whisker, but all of the polls leading up showed that Ed Gillespie was losing by, over 5 points. Larry Hogan was maybe, behind by 3 to 5 points, and he ended up winning the election. Why does that always seem to happen? And always the Republican is shown as losing, and then at the last second he pushes forward.
Well, I wouldn't characterize it that way necessarily. When you go back and look at the 2004 race, for example, John Kerry, the race tightened at the end, in part because, you've got a lot of these undecided voters who are trying to figure out, they've been on the fence and trying to decide, okay, and I think this election in particular, Larry, is that, folks don't like the choice they're being forced to make in 3 weeks. I mean, they really don't. It's one of the defining themes of this election is that voters dislike both these candidates immensely and are really having trouble and struggling with, both of these candidates. And so I think we will see this race tighten. It's a natural thing for these polls to tighten in the end as undecided voters, get off the fence and try and figure out. And again, in an election like this one where you have, you have a candidate who is an outsider running against someone who is an insider, to the extent, and you've got a, two-term Democratic president, and Hillary's basically running for a third term, to the extent that voters want to vote for change, Donald Trump has a good chance of winning some of those undecideds and independents.
Okay. I got a question about one poll that seems to always be consistently against the others, and that's the L.A. Times poll. Mm-hmm. I mean, the L.A. Times poll right now shows Donald Trump with a lead nationwide, and it has been consistently favorable to Donald Trump when other polls, nationwide polls, have not been that favorable to Donald Trump. I read the article by your Sean Trende about the fact that, maybe we shouldn't discount this particular poll. What does the LA Times poll do differently that gives it such a dramatically different result?
Well, the LA Times poll it's not a random sample poll. It's a panel. They're actually polling the same people and sort of pegging their views of this race over time. And there was this group did the exact same, use this methodology, which is, kind of experimental, but they did it in 2012. And actually, they had President Obama, they were sort of an outlier in Obama's direction. They had him winning that election by more than most of the other polls, and they turned out to be right. And so they paired with the LA Times this time around, and they have exactly, as you said, been showing it's been more favorable for Trump over time. But it has tracked sort of the normal trends in this race, whether it's the bounce out of the conventions or after the debate. So I don't think it's necessarily because of their track record. I don't think it's necessarily we should dismiss it as a complete outlier. It's one of 10 polls in our average.
Yeah, I know.
And
yeah.
The other thing that's interesting about it is they only do a two-person race. They're not doing a four-way race. And in my mind, the four-way race is the more important metric. It's more reflective of reality when you've got two other candidates in a race that are pulling anywhere from 8 to 10 points.
Speaking of that four-person race, what is your experience? I mean, we sort of had a Ross Perot back in the 90s, and we had Ralph Nader in a couple of those elections as well, where they poll well and then the numbers tend to shift a bit when you get closer to the election day. Do you suspect that might happen this time around? Right now people are saying, yeah, I'm going with Gary Johnson, I'm going with Jill Stein, and then when push comes to shove, they're actually going to end up voting for one of the two?
Yeah, that's been the traditional path is that third-party candidates sort of fade at the end as people go into the voting booth and decide they really don't want to lodge a protest vote and is seen as, you know, sort of throwing their vote away. People thought that this year might be different because of, you know, as I mentioned, because these two candidates, major party candidates, are so unlikable that this would be the year. If you were going to vote, you know, lodge a protest vote. But Gary Johnson just, he's underperformed. I mean, he hasn't been able to sort of get any sort of traction. You've seen over the last couple of weeks his numbers dropping off, and Jill Stein's numbers dropping down a little bit in some of these polls as well. So too early to say, and certainly if we're talking about Florida or North Carolina, where Jill Stein is not on the ballot, but Gary Johnson is, some of these states that are really, really close,
yeah.
You know, if it's a point or two race and Gary Johnson manages to pull a couple of points, he could be a spoiler, a deciding factor in those races. So still important to keep your eye on him, but he hasn't really broken through the way that I think a lot of folks thought he might in this election cycle.
Gotcha.
Seems to be taking sort of the traditional path, which is I would expect him to maybe not finish, maybe underperform. He's at 6.7% on our average now. I wouldn't be surprised if he underperformed that on election day.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much, Tom Bevin, co-founder, publisher of Real Clear Politics.
Thanks.
7:15 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On 270, it was a car fire, now cleared out of the travel lanes. Fire trucks have moved along. Nothing remains blocked, but big delays for everyone coming south into Rockville. You see one vehicle left on the shoulder between 28 and Falls Road on that southbound 270 stretch. On Maryland 95, big delays really forming here with this crash. Southbound 95 near Route 100. If you're joining on 95, say south of that at 32 or 198, you're okay until you get to the ICC, and that's where you hit that volume, which takes you on to the outer loop of the Beltway. Trying to get out of Bowie and up to the Beltway on 50, this has been a trying morning for you as well. The crash before you get to the Beltway, that had been blocking one lane still at last check with your delays just after 3:301, and then inside the Beltway, the crash at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. Still that activity on the shoulder. Virginia, hang on. Over the Occoquan, we had the four-car crash. It was over to the shoulder, but very slow through Dell City. And for Metro Rail, single tracking continues. Blue, orange, and silver lines between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon Arlington Cemetery due to a track problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got sunny to partly cloudy skies today, and look out, we might be hitting a record high. The record is 88 degrees, and we're predicting pretty close to that. Beautiful day today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, stray shower with thunderstorm possible, low 66, and then tomorrow, another beautiful day. Sunny with clouds mixed, maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm possible tomorrow, high of 81. Right now, 66 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:18.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Remember this from June? This is the sound of supporters of Donald Trump being mobbed by protesters outside a rally in California. Remember all of the videos of the violence shown at these rallies? Remember the media narrative that violence is popping up at Trump rallies because Donald Trump is inciting people to violence? Remember all of the protesters that would show up at these rallies?
Get them out of here. Get them out. Bring them home to mom. Go home to mommy.
Yeah, and it seemed like every 15 minutes another protester would start. And then, of course, there were videos of these protesters getting into scuffles and fights. And then they suddenly stopped. Did you notice?
Just like overnight.
How it all of a sudden stopped. Well, what was that all about? It seemed strange, didn't it? Well, thanks to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and two videos that have now been released, and both of them breaking records on YouTube in terms of 24-hour turnaround in views, we learn exactly what's going on. What you're about to hear is Scott Fovall. He's the National Field Director for a nonprofit organization called Americans United for Change. They are funded through two different organizations from the DNC. So the money goes from the DNC to one group, then the money goes from that group to his group. And here's what he says those rallies were all about.
There's a script.
Oh, there is a script.
There's a script.
Okay.
There's a script of engagement. Sometimes the crazies bite, and sometimes the crazies don't bite. They're starting confrontations in the line, right? They're not starting confrontations
the volunteers.
In the rally, because once they're inside the rally, they're under Secret Service's control. When they're outside the rally,
they're more affected out.
There you go. Do you hear all that? They're starting it in the lines outside the rally. Very thought through. He says there's a script. Sometimes the crazies bite, sometimes they don't.
Right.
That's Scott Fova. Oh, did I say he was the National Field Director? I'm sorry. He used to be the National Field Director for Americans United for Change. He's been fired within 24 hours of these videos hitting. One other person featured in those videos is a guy named Robert Creamer. Who's Robert Creamer? Well, he's married to Jan Schakowsky, one of the most liberal congresswomen in the United States Congress. She represents Evanston, north of Chicago there. He's actually a convicted felon who served time in a federal prison for bank fraud. And he is featured in one of those videos because he runs an organization called Democracy Partners, and they take money from the DNC and then dole it out to various organizations. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say he ran that organization, Democracy Partners? No, he resigned yesterday after these videos hit. So that's two high-ranking dark artists within the Democratic grassroots, or I should say AstroTurf there in the Alinsky community organizing arena, who have lost their jobs because of these videos. And have you seen much coverage of them at all on mainstream media? There seems to be a blackout. At a time when Donald Trump is saying that the system is rigged on behalf of the Democrats and against Republicans, you would think video evidence of these undercover videos would actually be newsworthy, but they're not. And we've learned a lot about Bob Creamer, haven't we?
Yeah, we really have. And by the way, you know, here what you basically have are dirty tricksters, two DNC Democratic operatives that are dirty tricksters with great connections to the Democratic Party, great connections to the Hillary campaign and to the Obama White House. We know this because, according to the Daily Caller, they have a story about this Robert Creamer guy, which says that he has indeed been through the White House gates as a visitor to go there and conduct business and talk about Lord knows what 342 times since 2009. So he's a regular visitor over there. They know who this guy is. He's on the inside circle in Obama land and in Hillary land, and is actively working to conduct dirty tricks during this campaign. Listen, I mean, I just can't imagine if there was somebody on the Republican side of the equation that was identified as a dirty trickster who was going out and fomenting violence at campaign, Democrat campaign events.
At Hillary's events.
In Hillary's events, there would be an outrage you would not believe. Okay. Why is there no outrage over this, and why is there no coverage over this really important story?
He visited the White House 340 times, 35 times with the president himself. These two videos, the first one showing the violence, number one trending on YouTube. The second one, which shows voter fraud and shows people bragging about how they bus people across state lines to vote in elections they're not supposed to
really
vote in.
That's really amazing. Where's the FBI on that?
That is also number one trending on YouTube right now. As you just said, where's the FBI? That's exactly what Newt Gingrich said yesterday. He said that the FBI should be opening an investigation right now. Here's my question. I'll just leave it out there. Do you think Chris Wallace will bring this up at the debate tonight and confront Hillary Clinton on it?
I hope so.
It's 7:23.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're local, and we offer banking solutions and quick decisions. And when it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
Fall means football watching parties, friends, family, other get-togethers, holidays are around the corner. Ask yourself something. You know, you're going to have a lot of people coming into the house for all these great events that we love to enjoy, right? Ask yourself something. Are you embarrassed when friends come over and see how dirty your carpets are? Are you? Maybe from the kids, the pets, the wine spills, just years of normal abuse, maybe chocolate milk, maybe Danish crumbs all over the place. You know, you got to clean your carpets. So get Zero Res out there. They'll turn your old carpets back into soft, gorgeous carpet, smelling clean and fresh. Honestly, it's like getting brand new carpet. Trust me, I used to have dirty carpets, mostly the wine spills, not the Danish crumbs, not my speed, but still, wine everywhere, all over the place.
But they've come to my house, and my carpets look brand new again. Call Zero Res right now. Get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet for only $59 a room. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, I have better news from Metrorail. In fact, this is literally just coming in. They are no longer single tracking the blue, orange, and silver line trains. They had an earlier problem outside of the Roslyn station, but we will have residual delays, obviously, when we had such a mess. So again, no longer single tracking those blue, orange, and silver line trains outside of the Roslyn station. That track issue has been taken care of. Now let's get to around the region, and it's tough go at it. In on the toll road, we have a crash eastbound toll road right as you come up to the lane divide with the beltway. Just watched an ambulance pull up to the crash. 66 east in Manassas. Accident still remains on the shoulder, so we're still checking it out. Across the Occoquan on northbound 95 had the accident. Bowie, what's going on this morning? Well, we have this accident eastbound right as you come up to that beltway. If you're heading toward that beltway inner loop, heading toward College Park or heading into town, and that's still along the right side. And southbound 95 Maryland at Route 100 for the crash. Car fire extinguished, gone. One vehicle remains on the shoulder in Rockville. 270 south as you come up past 28. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Going to see record warmth across the region. We may get there at Reagan National. 85 degrees, the forecast high. Records 88. A few clouds around this morning. A few clouds and sunshine this afternoon. So close. And we might even get there. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 degrees at 727.
The WMAL Diner Tour is back. That's right, just in time for the election. We're going to get together with you, our listeners, out at the at some local diners. The first one is this Friday. We'll be on the road. We'll take our show on the road Friday, October 21st, out to the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. If you don't know where that is, it's 8101 Fletcher Street in McLean, Virginia. I'll be there. Larry will be there. Heather Hunter, our top-notch producer, will be there. And special guests always drop by.
Oh, yes.
And so it's a chance for us. You know, Chris Plant, as you said, has politics in a pint.
Yeah.
For us, it's politics and pancakes.
That tells you exactly the difference between our program and Chris Plant's
sure
program.
Does.
With Chris Plant, you need to throw a couple of cocktails back to get through it.
Unless you need butter and syrup.
That's right.
That's right. But we'd love to have you come out and join us. It's always an exciting time. We have had great turnouts in the past.
Please do.
Again, Silver Diner, Tyson's Corner. That's at Fletcher Street, McLean, Virginia. Start. The doors open at 5 o'clock, and we'll go till 9.
It's 7:28.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAL, if Washington, D.C. becomes a state, it's not going to be called New Columbia. We'll tell you what the new proposition is. And K.T. McFarland, coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The morning commute has not been going very well for thousands of Metro riders thanks to a track problem at a critical point. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Has there been any change?
Well, actually change for the better, but still expect delays. Now, the track problem outside of the Roslyn Station, the arcing insulator, Metro Rail tells me everything has been resolved, fixed, and they're running the trains through that area. So no longer single tracking the blue, orange, and silver lines. Again, the track problem was outside of the Roslyn Station. Again, still expect delays, but trains are running each direction. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
The stage is set for tonight's final presidential debate in Las Vegas.
It'll be a 90-minute debate in a similar style to the first one. There will be six 15-minute segments. They'll include topics like immigration, a hot-button issue here in the Silver State since a third of Nevada's population is Hispanic, also entitlements and debt, foreign policy, the Supreme Court, and a top sure to include some fireworks, fitness to be president.
Correspondent Jim Roop, you can hear the debate tonight at 9 right here on WMAL and WMAL.com. A D.C.-based civil rights group has gone to federal court to force Virginia to extend its voter registration period. The state's online registration system crashed on Monday, which was the last day residents could register online. Virginia's 10th district congressional race between Republican Barbara Comstock and Democratic challenger Luann Bennett is attracting lots of money from outside groups not affiliated with either campaign. In the last week, according to a report in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, outside groups have poured more than $2.2 million into that Northern Virginia contest. President Obama has hosted his final state dinner, an occasion described as bittersweet. The president welcomed Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and his wife to the White House for a lavish evening of entertainment. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 52,44. Sports, the Caps shut out Colorado at Verizon Center. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Baseball, Toronto wins Game 4 of the ALCS. The Dodgers take Game 3 of the NLCS. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have six offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, You need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 has been a busy go at it. We had an earlier car fire on 270 southbound as you come up toward Falls Road. That's been cleared, so your travel lane's open, but heavy delays. Maryland 95 southbound crash near Route 100. Out of Bowie, seeing a little bit of movement now, a little bit better as you come up to the Capitol Beltway. That crash now confined to the right shoulder, so that right side no longer blocked, but you still see the flashing lights. Then get a little bit of a break inside the Beltway. It's still jammed. Get the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. We've had two earlier problems in that zone earlier this morning. 395 as you come off the Beltway through Landmark. Stop and go across the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge. Looks like they've reopened the left lane from the crash. And 95 out of Dumfries, Dale City into Woodbridge. Still a solid lineup from the earlier crash north at the Occoquan. Now we have a brand new crash southbound 95 just south of the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Going to see record warmth across the region. We may get there at Reagan National. 85 degrees, the forecast high. Records 88. A few clouds around this morning. A few clouds and sunshine this afternoon. So close. And we might even get there. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Dumfries, 61 in Gaithersburg, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Hans von Spakovsky will join us. You know, I read story after story after story and say, hey, there's no voter fraud in America. What is the truth? We'll talk to Hans von Spakovsky coming up at 8:05. And then at 8:35, it's John Roberts from Fox News. He's on the job outside the debate headquarters in Las Vegas this morning. And he'll give us a preview of tonight's debate where Chris Wallace, his colleague, is moderating. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Katie McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And we're going to talk about issues that should be raised at the debate tonight. By the way, you can play debate bingo thanks to WMAL. Just go to WMAL.com/bingo and you can download your own bingo cards. And we got to put a lot of phrases in there that we think you're going to hear tonight while you're watching the debate. KT, you can do that too, by the way. You should download the bingo cards and get right in there.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be joining the Fox News Facebook page.
Ah.
And it is like a group chat room with about 10 of the Fox News anchors and analysts. And if you want to join, come with us. You watch the debate on your computer, and then you you know, you send in your posts, your commentary, and we all have a
that'll be very cool
major group conversation.
How fun. That'll be yeah. great. Well, listen, I want to get into the debate stuff in a moment, but I'd first like to focus on the battle for Mosul that is going on. You know, thousands of American troops are involved in this, either in an advisory capacity or special forces or air fire. Have we heard anything from the White House or from the president? I know he made a little bit of a comment yesterday, but why is he downplaying America's involvement in this, considering these are our armed forces on the line?
Well, because we're not going to win this.
Ugh.
I mean, look, whoever wins, it's not going to be the United States. It's going to be the Iranians. Maybe it'll be the Kurds. Will they eventually take Mosul? Yeah, I'm sure they will. But by most estimates, including the U.S. military estimates, there are only about 5,000 fighters left in Mosul, ISIS fighters. So if we've got tens of thousands of people against them, eventually they'll win. But it's not the United States. We may have 5,000 there. They're not all necessarily right at the Battle of Mosul. But the real fighting and the real victors, when the dust finally settles, there'll be a lot of dust and no buildings left and a lot of refugees. Who's going to control Mosul? It's going to be the Iranian-backed Shias militias. It's going to be maybe part of the Iraqi military, which is dominated and controlled by Iran. So the big winner, I mean, take a step back and don't think about the little battle here or the little fight for that. The big winner in the Middle East in that entire Iraq, Iran, Syria region is going to be Iran. They are now the dominant military power in the region. They're the dominant political power, dominant economic power. We've just given them plenty of cash and sanctions relief. They are going to control that whole region.
I want to talk about the debate now tonight, because there are two areas that are in your backyard that might be coming up, according to Chris Wallace, who released a list of the general areas they're going to discuss. One is immigration. The other is foreign hotspots. We've talked just in the last moment here about Mosul, but what are the other areas you think will likely come up when we talk about foreign hotspots? I guess you have to talk about Iran as well.
Well, you'd have to talk about Iran. What did we get for the Iran deal? We gave them everything they wanted. What did we get in return? Well, they're firing on our ships, they're threatening war with us, and they're on a legal glide path to a nuclear weapon. Another hot spot would be North Korea. What do you do about North Korea? Where is the leverage? Because the next president will most likely have to deal with a North Korea with nuclear weapons capable of reaching the United States. The next hot spot would be China, the South China Sea. The South China Sea is one of the world's major trade routes. A lot of our trade goes through there. Almost all of Europe to Asia trade goes through there. And yet the Chinese are trying to claim it as an internal Chinese lake, and they will be the gatekeepers to who gets to enter that region. The Europe is falling apart. That's a hot spot. It's the European Union is collapsing, in part because of economic pressures, but in large part because of the Muslim migration. And for sure, the hot spot of Russia. Hillary Clinton had a reset with Russia, and today that reset has resulted, and it's gotten a whole lot worse. You know, Russia's preparing for war. We've talked openly about cyber war with Russia. So there are so many hot spots in the world today, and for Hillary Clinton to want to be the third term of Barack Obama, I think is you're going to get more of the same. So, and Chris Wallace is a tough questioner, and he's not biased. So I think he will hold both of them to account, and it may be the only debate we will see where both sides are going to have equal pressure put on them.
Hmm. I've been surprised that the issue of immigration has not been raised much. I've been surprised that the Republican candidate hasn't raised it independently. From a national security perspective, how should Donald Trump bring that? He always brings it up economically about jobs and such. But what about from a national security perspective? What should he say about immigration?
Well, I would suggest that he just say, look at Europe. Europe has had open borders, multiculturalism, and they've gutted their intelligence, defense, and law enforcement sectors. And as a result, Europe is now not only economically pressed, as Hina understands, but it's also security issues. There's a terrorist attack somewhere in Europe every day. And the Europeans are now at each other's throats. Should they build a border? We don't want to be part of the European Union. We don't want to be part of this experiment of open borders. So we know how not to do it. It's a living, perfect example. Europe will never be the same. And yet, if you look at Hillary Clinton's position, I think what Donald Trump should say, look at what happened to Europe. She wants to do that to us. Open borders, no assimilation of the people, and as a result, not only an economic crisis, but a real security issue.
All right, and so I'm taken by your comments about Chris Wallace and how you think he will handle it. Your impression is that you think he will handle it in a much more even-handed way than we've seen in the past?
Correct. Yeah, I do think. I mean, if you look at his negotiating style or his questioning style, he's very friendly, and he'll ask kind of what seems like a simple question at first, and then he'll dig a sec. He'll have a comeback question, which digs further and doesn't let the person off the hook. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll go a third time. I think of all of the political analysts out there, of all of the anchors, of all the people who interview politicians or businessmen, I think Chris Wallace is about the best. So I've got my popcorn ready. I'm going to be in
the and get your bingo card, and you'll be good.
Bingo card. I'm ready. I'm ready for good. And it will be the last chance either of these two have to speak directly to the American people before the election.
It'll be interesting to watch. Okay, KT, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's 7:44.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
Have you been thinking about or have been wanting new windows? Well, my good friends over at Tom's Creek Windows want me to tell you that now is the time to buy. Tom's Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install each window. It is custom made for your home and our unique climate. And the best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, here's the deal. Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. If you buy three windows, buy three, get one free. What a deal. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, while you're doing that, you'll increase the value of your home. Win, win, win. Pick up your phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. You get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Three windows, one free. You buy three, get one free. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know what you need to know if you're coming out of the Bowie area this morning is that we had two accidents. They're gone, but inbound 50 before the Beltway and inside the Beltway at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. So this means unusual delays still continuing. We'll take you in on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Earlier problem at Dower House Road. That was resolved, but the volume now trickling up toward and trying to get to the Beltway. North on Route 5 at Kirby Road at the exit there. That's where we had accident cleanup. DC 295 from the Beltway, past the Suitland Parkway and the Douglas Bridge, onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway. Slow or jammed as well, 395 to get across the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge. That's where we had the crash. The toll road eastbound as you come up to the Beltway for the accident. It looks like it's the express lanes, Virginia 95, where we've had the latest problem near 123. So everybody, Main and Express, just inching along, trying to push past 123. The accident and up toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds in the upper 60s already. This afternoon, 85. If we get to 88, we'll tie a record, and we got a shot at it. Isolated shower, thunder shower tonight, 66. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow, 81. Then we're cooler behind a cold front Friday. Windy, cloud, sunshine, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:47. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby. D-C. W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, baby. D-C.
That sure beats Maryland, My Maryland, or My Old Virginia Home as a state song, although there is no official suggestion that that will be the state song of the new state of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been talking about this move, and the council is moving it toward the ballot, and it will be on the ballot to approve this constitution for a pretend state here in the District of Columbia. And, you know, they've been calling it New Columbia.
Yeah, everybody, and I thought that was the accepted phrase, that if it became its own state, they would call it the state of New Columbia.
Now, this is a beautiful thing, and I think that everybody needs to understand exactly how the new state of Washington, D.C. might operate. Because you're right, they had a convention a constitutional convention, and all of the delegates and the people spoke, and they said, yes, we want New Columbia.
New Columbia.
And they put it before the chosen few, the handful of elected officials here at the District of Columbia Council.
They went, nope.
No, that ain't going to happen. So there you go. So when you get your state, just so you know, people of Washington, D.C., you can come up at a constitutional convention with some plans, and it'll just be turned over by the elected few.
We know better.
Jack Evans will say, nah, we don't like that. Here, we're going to do this instead. So here's what they came up with. Yeah. The new name for the state of Washington, yes. D.C., instead of New Columbia, it's going to be called, are you ready for it? Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
The state of Washington, D.C.
Right. And so you ask yourself, well, D.C. is the District of Columbia.
Right.
How can you have a state which in its name defines itself as a district?
That's right. That's a fair question.
Yeah, they've thought through that.
Oh, they did.
The D.C. will not stand for District of Columbia anymore.
Yeah.
It's going to be Washington, Douglas Commonwealth. Of course, giving a nod to Frederick Douglass.
Oh, yeah, the abolitionist.
Yes, right, who was here in Washington at the time.
Washington, the Douglas Commonwealth. So it won't be a state, it'll be a commonwealth.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. Sound and fury signifying nothing. It's a 749.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Time to check in on your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here comes Susan Lee.
Hi, good morning. Stock futures have turned higher for this morning, and that turn in fortunes also came after the earnings from Morgan Stanley. So the big bank's profits rising to $1.6 billion last quarter because of a solid increase in stock and bond trading. Yahoo stock will see a lot of interest today after it reported that its profits rose and more users checked in, despite news of that big hacking, of course. Mortgage applications rose last week because more buyers signed up for a new home loan. Massachusetts will stop using Wells Fargo for its business for a year, fallout from the bank's sales practices in which 2 million phony accounts were created. Amazon has signed up country superstar Garth Brooks for its paid streaming music service. Brooks has long been a streaming holdout. Turner Classic Movies' new streaming movie site, meantime, will not be launching today as scheduled. Filmstruck is putting off the rollout until sometime, maybe in November, to make it easier for users. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Dulles Toll Road coming eastbound right as you come up to the Beltway. That's where we have accident activity. So the toll road, if you're commuting eastbound, unusual, heavier than normal delays through that stretch. Accident completely gone, 66 in Manassas, but obviously still quite slow. Heading through West Falls Church on 50 Arlington Boulevard near Graham Road and Annandale Road. Between those 2 points, slowing with the accident. Looks like it's in the outbound direction. The accident on the Case Bridge really did a number on this commute. It's gone, but for 395 most of the way out of Landmark, across the 14th Street Bridge to the Case Bridge, and for DC 295 northbound delays, those begin at the Beltway. For 270 southbound, the car fire extinguished, gone, southbound near Falls Road, but jammed traffic as you try to come south out of Clarksburg this morning. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Going to see record warmth across the region. We may get there at Reagan National. 85 degrees forecast high. Records 88. Few clouds around this morning. Few clouds and sunshine this afternoon. So close. And we might even get there. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 degrees at 7:56.
So maybe you've been having a hard time selling your home. And I want to tell you that there are many answers. But the answer is probably not holding another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, you've heard me talk about Frank for a while now, and that's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. You know, look, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your front yard. That's nothing. Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider the story of William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also he needed to sell it as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time with no out-of-pocket expenses. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Do not be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There is only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Hans von Spakovsky to talk about voter irregularities.
Yeah, and John Roberts, Fox News Channel, on the big debate tonight. It's Chris Wallace's moment. What do you expect from that? Plus, we've got some entertainment industry news. Chuck Berry. He's 90 years old, and, well, he's got a birthday present for all of you. We'll tell you about it.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.